When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Who changed the music back?
Well.
Oh, right.
So here's the question, Ike. By the way, we're at Chickies and Pete's, Brandon Graham Show at 6, Players Lounge at 7 with Cooper DeGene.
Better get this answer right.
Now, let me ask you this, Ike.
Yes.
Just want to ask you a question. Do you think if, when we make changes like that in the show, we have a different music at a different time, you know, we do this at this time, wouldn't it be great if there was one document that a producer could follow that had all those changes, especially if your producer is about to go out on paternity leave? Wouldn't it be good if all that stuff was in one place?
Yeah.
If the host asked for weeks and weeks and weeks for one of those documents to be created, do you think that would help in making
that
sure
that would help Buzz out?
Okay. This one's not a Buzz fault. I forgot to tell him about the new song.
Because if it was on the document,
yeah, but the document, I would have had to have updated the document.
Yes, that's what I'm telling
which
you.
I'm not sure I would have updated the document. Because I would have, because it was a, it's not a traditional rundown thing.
But it should be a traditional
just
rundown.
Just say it was a holiday and you was ready to get out of here.
What? No, I'm taking
it. What's it been, a holiday for a month?
It's not been a holiday for a month. We made the change on Monday. Maybe. Or last Thursday.
Get to your damn game ball.
Yeah, man. I'm not even introducing it. Play the thing.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Beautiful five.
It's all in good fun.
I'm not having fun.
I miss the rage. I miss the rage music.
Now he's trying to play games.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see. All right. It's going well. I'll get on that document.
Would you get to the game?
Honestly, the worst thing for Jack is going to be if I have to create the document.
I think I started it.
Well, I'm just telling you, if I have to figure out all this stuff to put it on the document, that is your worst nightmare if I have to do it.
Well.
We're on the air.
My fifth game ball is going to Braden Mann because I'm a football guy.
Giving him butter, yes.
Yeah, he was pinning those guys deep.
He was, and
he gave Sirianni the confidence to keep punting, which I appreciate.
How about that?
Yeah, that stuff matters.
We may have punted more in that game yesterday than we have all year in one game.
Credit to the coverage team, too, not doing anything where you step in the end zone and you touch it accidentally.
I mean,
there were a couple of close calls there that
Sidney would never.
Listen, yeah. Well, I can't wait till my guy gets on the field, man.
I was surprised they went to McCollum over him.
I am, too. I don't know what's going on with Vic Fangio, but I'm going to let it ride because we're playing well. Sidney Brown is a damn menace out there on the field. You see him out there covering kicks?
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah, go ahead. Good player.
Braden Mann.
Because I'm a football guy. The fourth game ball I'm giving to Zach Bond. I feel like I can give it to Zach Bond every week. You know, like it's pretty nondescript. He just goes out, led the team in tackles again. Had a,
number four on the list.
I know. A lot of guys played well yesterday. And there was a key situation late. He created a lot of havoc on Lamar.
The tackle in the backfield on Derrick Henry. Was that on third down that he made that play?
Believe so.
Might have been third down. It made it third and long.
Yeah.
I know it was a big play, though.
Yeah, well, he's all over the field.
Was that the play before the Cooper DeGene play? So it was second down then on the Zach
Bond
play.
In the third quarter, I believe, when he made this play.
Yeah.
Zach Bond is a monster.
Monster.
Third game all given to Saquon. Once again, a little bit of an MVP run yesterday. If Josh Allen didn't maybe catch the ball after he, a little end around.
That hurt.
Felt like a bit of an end.
In the snow.
An MVP moment.
Yeah.
It did. Because Saquon had one, and then they kept chipping away and chipping away, and they never went away from it, and they kept believing in Saquon. All you hear about, that's the number one rush defense in the league. And I think the offensive line, by the way, took that personal, which this team takes a lot of things personal, which I appreciate. But yes, and Saquon just kept pushing and had the big run. So he continues to be Saquon, but being able to be also a great closer, which he's been for this team, has been remarkable.
Dude, he was one tackle away at least three times from breaking a big one.
A different one, yeah.
Man, three different times, like the last guy got him. And you can see when he hops up, he's like, oh, that was it.
Yep.
That was the one I knew I was going to break. Yep. So he was very close to having a huge day yesterday.
The other thing that is important about sticking to the run, even if it's not working, is that so much of the success in the run game is just beating the crap out of the defense over and over and over again. So those runs are more likely to happen in the second half when they've had to go against an offensive line that is pushing them around for two quarters. So, and I think the Eagles know that, and they continued down 9-0. They didn't get rid of that, the running game.
And I saw where Lane said after the game that Roquan Smith was basically calling out every play.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's like, I've never seen it before. It is not since Luke Kuechly. That's how good of a player Roquan Smith is in film study. It's just somehow he had a good bead on what they were doing and everywhere they were going. So sometimes when you got a middle linebacker like that, he's getting guys in the right place. But to Spike's point, he's just made, you got to stick with it anyway. You got to stick with the run. You got to stick with it, and they did.
Because eventually it's gonna work.
Yep.
Like eventually it's going to work. And we keep talking about the scenario of, well, what's going to happen when Jalen has to do this and Jalen has to do that. It's just – and again, they might have to. But the way they're set up, it's remarkable. The second game ball. I'm giving to Nick Sirianni. Welcome to the game ball.
Coach again.
Welcome to the game balls, Nick. Oh, Howard just walked
moment.
In. Very excited.
He should have gave Howard a game ball.
Yeah, I know. Another workmanlike performance by the gang.
I saw him on the sideline yesterday.
Yeah.
Yellow headphones yesterday, huh? Yeah. How about that?
He'll break it
Yellow
all down.
Beats.
He'll break it all down. But why I'm giving Nick Sirianni a game ball is that, again, there's been a lot of, well, this is the trap game. Well, this is the game they're going to lose. And I thought what was so impressive the last 2 weeks, when he talked in the past about we're a physical football team, I never really believed him. I thought this team had been a little bit soft and skill position wise. Like they can out-talent people, but I didn't see the grit. You're starting to see the real grit of this football team. And I think being able to go down to Baltimore against a team like that whose whole philosophy, it's them and the Steelers, is we're going to out-tough you. And they took it to the Ravens. That's a reflection of the head coach. And that's why I give him a game ball.
Wow.
Now, he's a little cocky for me, but that's fine. It's great when they're winning. And I'm happy for him.
You got to give him a little bit of wiggle room.
That's why I
give
got
him a little bit of wiggle room.
And you know
a game ball.
I give him credit today. His press availability today was not the cocky Nick.
He pulled it back.
He did.
Yeah,
he did. He knew it. He was pretty straight. He didn't even ramble very much today.
Nope. He knew it.
Yeah.
In and out. Yep. In and out. But the number one game ball, I'm giving to a guy that I believe has gone from pretty good talent to an absolute game wrecker, and that is Jalen Carter. I mean, Jalen Carter in the end around blew that up, getting held on almost every single play, creating havoc up the middle. He is a total game changer. I thought he's the best player on the field, and you can make the case he's the best player on the Eagles.
Yeah, he's certainly in that conversation. No doubt about it. Boy, it is so much untapped talent there, man. When it finally does, like, click for him to where he's like, oh, this is what everybody's talking about.
Right.
Because sometimes you don't know how good you are. You have people tell you, well, you know, you could do this if you just, and you don't really believe it, and you flash and you turn it on when you want to. But, man, Jalen Carter, I got to admit, I've been so impressed with his desire to be the best player on the field. Like, that's not a given for guys with talent. You know, some guys, it does come natural to them, and some guys take their talent for granted. And it seems like a light switch has gone off to Jalen that he should be the best player on the field. Doesn't mean he's always going to be the best player on the field, but he should think, this is how I got to go out and play as if I'm the best player on the field. And by the way, I mean both offensively and defensively. Like, that's the type of talent he has. That when we talk about Aaron Donald, that's Aaron Donald. That's Warren Sapp. Like, that's that type of talent where they're the best player on the field regardless of what side of the ball.
And what I love about him is he's starting to show some of the
got a little attitude.
A little bit of edge.
Oh, I love a little tune. I love a little attitude. Keep it in check. I don't need New Orleans, Jalen.
We're going
to cycle on the sideline. Right. I don't necessarily need that. But I don't mind a little, I'm the bully on the field.
I
like that. We need that.
Two things on Jalen Carter. The one thing that's going to start happening as he plays more and I guess as he studies is it'll be less about as much about his physical talent and more about setting up and understanding, well, I'm going to do this to this guy for the first two series, and he's going to think that I'm going to do this, but later on I'm going to do that, which comes with time. And the other thing, your caller mentioned the success of drafting guys who are successful college programs. I think there can be pluses and minuses there.
Sure.
Because when you're drafting somebody who plays at one of those programs, they probably spend a lot of their career being bigger and stronger and faster than everybody they're playing against, not used to losing, by the way. And that can be a good thing or a bad thing, because when players get here, I think sometimes, and especially when they get drafted high, and he hasn't dealt with that very much here because they've won, but you go from a team that never loses to a team that all of a sudden you've lost four in a row and you're not very good and you have to be the same guy. So it's not always as easy as picking the most talented guys from Alabama and Georgia.
No, I agree. It's just not that simple. And I thought Donovan made a great comp to Jalen. And it is a very good comp when you think about the body size and everything else. Richard Seymour. Richard Seymour was an absolute monster. I think he's in the Hall of Fame. If he's not in the Hall of Fame, he should be in the Hall of Fame. I think Richard Seymour is in the Hall of Fame. But that's kind of somebody that size and still have the ability to rush the passer and stop the run. Chris Jones is another great comp. Next step for Jalen is going to be moving him around. Right now we line him up in that three technique to where he's trying to get one-on-ones, but he's getting double-teamed the majority of the time. When he starts to understand schemes and all of that, they're going to be able to move him to the end. They're going to be able to pick out which lineman they want him to attack. So that's what Kansas City does with Chris Jones. That's what the Rams used to do with Aaron Donald. You move him around so it makes it harder for an offensive line to scheme against you.
Well, can you imagine you're a tackle and you've been going against Nolan Smith for a quarter and a half, and then all of a sudden you look up and it's Jalen Carter? It'd be a different world. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
This hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big year-end sale. Get 40% off all windows and doors till December 31st. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. That's goguida.com. Rios in North Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Rios?
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What up, Rios?
Gentlemen.
Well, you was on fire again yesterday, Rios.
Say again, Ike.
I said you were on fire again yesterday on Twitter.
Hey, man, you know, I guess it's something I'm getting used to right now. You know what I mean?
It's a problem, though, Ray. I mean, like, you on Twitter, game changer.
I started seeing the tweets again yesterday. I'm like, oh, there you go. There's Rios right there.
I kind of get to express a little bit more without, like, being without profanity like I am on this call right now.
Yeah, I have noticed the profanity. Yeah, I have noticed the profanity.
Yeah. You got some good profanity too, Spike.
Oh, yeah. Spike goes from, that's Twitter Spike.
Yep.
Yeah, I kind of enjoy it. But man, let me just say this. The team on both sides, the monsters of Pound Town, both ways, you can pick your poison. You know what I mean? Like man, I just say this. If after that game, anybody who was so hyped after that game, if you did not go to Pound Town, shame on you, man. Shame on you. I feel sorry for you. But anyway, that's just the way I felt with the game. Look, check it out. Look, just the thing that is great, what I grew up on, being from North Philly, the heart, the inner city, everything. You talk about the physicalness. You talk about the violence. You talk about the determination, not giving up, and don't like nobody messing with their brothers. The city gets to feel that. And just like it been saying all day, with the running game and our defense embodies what the city is. And I love it because these young folks these days, people who are so sensitive and everything, you get to see now what Philadelphia is to a certain extent with what we're doing. That embodies who the hell we are. We ain't no punks. We don't stand down, and we do what we got to do. You know what I mean? So I love that. It's a great thing for the youngest anybody to see, understand that this is what you're doing to feel, especially when you see a young man, what is he, 21 years old? Yo, they call this guy, I don't know why anybody would call somebody their king, but they call him King Henry or whatever it is. Like, just same thing people do with LeBron. It's very disturbing for a man to say it. But anyway, to do what he did and went straight. Talk about tackling. One thing I know about it that they used to drill in my head, keep your feet moving and go at the hips. Keep the feet moving. And, man, he dug his feet in that ground and took his big ass down. Couldn't say nothing. Nothing. And you got a rookie who did this? This is our city. This embodies the draft picks and everything that came with it. This is who the hell we freaking are. Damn, like, man, what can I say? And look, man, like, have y'all ever, you know what's so great? Have y'all ever put fear in somebody's eyes and seen it?
Nope. Yep.
Any of y'all?
Sure have, buddy. Sure have.
Never.
Not these two guys.
Well, maybe Jack once when I was the program director, but that was probably
and Richie when I took a sandwich.
Yes, yeah, that
well, look,
too.
If y'all haven't, if anyone ever hasn't did that, man, let me tell y'all something. I don't care what anybody says. They want to think of it in a bad way. Man, that stuff feels so good when you know it. When you can look and you freaking know it, looking at their eyes where people know, like, look, them guys or that person or whoever it is ain't nothing to bleep with. That is something, I mean, it's talent. It's some type of talent. It's something that's great, and a man needs to embody stuff like that. And they talk about, yes, you got gangrene defense. You got stuff. They talk about nicknames or whatever it is. I'm trying to come up with some. I'm thinking of the, you know, concrete jungle bullies. You know, I thought of Bird Box. But people got to see the movie to understand when I say Bird Box, like how we say go birds and you say Bird Box, it's so beautiful. The defense is so beautiful. But when you keep your eyes open, that's when the violence comes. I love it, man. Look, gentlemen, let me tell y'all something, man. Keep this show violent. Because
yes.
That's what it is.
Yep.
That's what ratings go. Ratings go up. People love it. All this other sucker stuff is not our radio station. And also, y'all do, you know, certain songs for different hours or whatever it is.
Rage Against the Machine, 5 o'clock.
Well, it comes to some point. Like, I was just, you know, I was already violent Saturday. I went to the State Property Lox concert. You know, Jeezy was there. They had Lil' Kim also there. But the State Property stuff, let me tell y'all something. Y'all got to set forth some Philly stuff, some real Philly stuff also, and some music, if y'all know, like the Beanie Siegel and Petey Crack Gotta Have It or something. Y'all got to, I'm telling you, this is all about Philly. We're going straight to the bowl, and I'm already thinking I got to get myself prepared to get a beat and to start writing for another song if we get to that Super Bowl, because that's when I would drop it. Gentlemen, I freaking love y'all. Gritty and violence, that's what we about. Peace.
Well,
I've never seen somebody afraid of me when I look into their eyes, ever. I know what it feels like to exude fear, never to cause fear.
Jack, what about you?
Jack, you ever make somebody terrified just by looking them in their eyes?
No.
Look at that face.
Well, I disagree with Spike's assessment.
Of what?
Of striking fear into someone, as someone who worked under you in some situations.
But never physically.
Not fit, oh, never yes. physically. Well, but you are, your way of words.
Yes.
Might as well be physical.
Look, I have different strategies for different people. You may have once in a while gotten the, I think, did you get the fear look when it was COVID and you came out of the bathroom with your hands all wet? Wiping your face?
Yeah, I did. I had to wake myself up. You didn't shove me into the one room. It was an aggressive push.
Keeping distance.
Yeah. I was like, never again. Never again, sir.
I was trying to keep everybody healthy. You're Justin right. in Tennessee, you're on WIP. What's up, Justin?
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing this fine Victory Monday?
Good.
What's up, Justin?
Now, Justin, you say kick your crack shut all the time. Yeah. You've never acted, besides in a movie theater when someone was harmlessly looking at their phone, you've never struck fear into someone's eyes.
I did a time or two. I got in two or three fights in high school there.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. Never a doubt. Okay.
And wait till Walker gets big and you got to line him out. You'll strike fear in his heart.
I'm worried about that one.
That'll beat you.
I believe my T levels are going up, though, so.
I can see Walker and his brother running over Jack right now.
Oh, yeah.
Jackie T levels.
Owen has seen like nothing but just red on me before. He says I look like a mat sometimes because it starts in my neck and goes to the top of my head where I'm bald.
Justin, I got to be honest, buddy. I don't see that. I don't see that side of
you. I'm telling you.
You're not supposed to see that side of
it. Takes a lot, but when I'm there, look out, Jack.
Kids normally do bring it out of you.
Oh, you ain't kidding. My 18-year-old son, bud, you talk about kicking crack shit. I could do that all day long. Yeah. My leg would get tired. I could do it long. But anyway, following Rios, man, that's tough. I mean, Rios, that's like the attitude era of WWE. That's like somebody coming out trying to follow Stone Cold. You know what I'm saying? But Vic Fangio, dude, we have all, for years, always heard about, like, when they hired Jonathan Gannon. Oh, they got him because he runs a Fangio-style defense. And then he screwed us. Could you imagine what would have happened if he hadn't screwed us and we could have gotten Fangio instead of Sean Desai? How far ahead this defense would be already? That's just another reason why I want to kick Jonathan Gannon's crack shit right there, man. That he ain't got enough sense to God give a goose. I'm telling you that right now. That's him, Jonathan Gannon. I just get madder than hell every time I think about that. But number two, man, y'all talking, you hanging with Mr. Cooper tonight, I guarantee you ladies will be out for that. But
mm-hmm.
I guarantee it. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if Rios ain't there like, trying to pick up scraps or something like that. You know what I'm saying? but Vic Fangio, man, what he has done with this defense, and it's like he's lit a fire under Jordan Davis' hind end too.
Yeah.
He was on the field for 13 design run plays, and they only gained 20 yards on 13 design run plays. He was on the field.
That might have been Jordan Davis' best game of the season right there.
Almost gave him the game ball.
Well, it really was.
Could have gave it to both of them.
Spike doesn't like when I do the dual game balls.
Well, I wanted you to make a decision.
Yeah, I know.
Grow up.
Yep.
Well, another thing, too, the comp to Richard Sherman is great, but didn't Richard Sherman also go to Georgia?
Seymour,
yep. Seymour. He did. Yep, he went to Georgia.
Seymour, I'm sorry, I said Sherman. Seymour is a Georgia guy.
Yep.
So, I mean, that was a great comparison. As soon as Donovan said that, I was like, oh, my God, I've been missing.
Yeah, that's what he reminds me of. Yeah, that's a great one.
I mean, like you said, body size and everything. And, man, just watching, like, these two rookie corners play the way they have. I mean, our defense on average is like 10. When you count BG and Darius, the average age is still like 25, 26 years old. When you bring in a 32-year-old Darius and a 35-year-old BG. So, we are so young, and they're going to be so cheap for so long. Like, this defense is going to be phenomenal. So we got to sign Zach Bond, guys. This guy, we can't find linebackers, and we found one.
Yep.
Draft teeth, dude. Like, Vic Fangio's like, this guy is not an off-ball. Like, he is an inside linebacker. We have to keep... When we got Devin White, we thought we had something. We didn't have nothing when we got Devin White. We've got a
pro, see we got Devin White play.
Yeah, we got an all-pro linebacker in Zach Bond. Like, this guy ain't all-pro, I don't know who he is, man. But like Corey said, he's having Luke Kuechly type numbers. But that game yesterday, man, that was like all season. I featured the daggone Ravens game all year. I had it marked as a loss. I did. I'm sorry, because Lamar does not lose at home in the season. He don't.
Yep.
But we went in there and we beat his ass like a Cherokee drum. Lamar was so confused, he didn't know his ass from a hole in the ground. But anyway, I'm going to get out there and let things go.
Yep.
Jens have had a hell of a show. I love you, boys. I mean it. I'll let you later. Oh, and how about them Eagle fans at that daggone Ravens stadium? Man, you could hear them chanting MVP, boys. That fired me up. But anyway, I'm going to get out there and let you go. I love y'all. I mean it.
Nah, all right, Justin. All right, Justin. Love you, buddy.
I think it was just Seltzer.
Kicking crack shuts.
Seltzer's in the stands.
How about Seltzer going down to the game yesterday?
Yep.
It looked cold.
He went with fans of Philly? Was
A little Go Birds road trip?
Did he tell everyone how tired he was the whole trip down there?
I don't know. But I'm sure he was hitting a high note on the MVP chance.
I saw snow flurries yesterday.
There was some snow flurries.
Yeah.
It's good football.
Could use Oh, man. Started tearing up a little bit.
Did Seltzer have more than two beers? Because we know Seltzer more than two beers can get.
No doubt. And he had to drive.
Oh,
he was just on a bus.
A little bit of trouble. Seltzer has more than two beers. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Drunk Seltzer, something else.
Well, what about triple shot espresso Seltzer?
Ooh. Who would you rather be locked in a room with? Drunk Seltzer or triple shot espresso Seltzer?
Probably drunk Seltzer.
Yeah.
You think so? Yeah, probably.
Seltzer's just he's
he's wound.
He's a close talker when he drinks.
He is a close talker when he drinks.
Yeah. Listen, I'll take as much seltzer as I get.
Yeah, seltzer's cool, man.
I love seltzer.
Yeah. Love seltzer.
I'm just being honest.
And he's happy.
He's a very, very, very happy drunk.
Yes.
The problem with
he gets so happy, he's almost dangerously happy, and it moves to violent, I guess.
A big like.
Well, we know he has a violent streak in him.
He does.
Yeah, we know that.
But triple shot espresso Seltzer is shaking whatever. Like he can move a mountain.
Yeah. Well, you ever sit next to that guy?
Yeah. Do you remember the booth in the playoffs?
Oh yeah.
Shaking the whole booth.
Yes. All right.
Love you, buddy.
We have. Welcome to the show. We have the Brandon Graham show coming up at 6 with myself, Howard Eskin, Brandon Graham, and then. Here at Chickies and Pete's, we will have the Players Lounge, Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks, and Cooper DeGene is their guest this week. Also next, speaking of Cooper DeGene, he talked about his hit on King Henry yesterday, and what he said was actually very funny. We'll play that tape for you next. We are at Chickies. As I mentioned, this is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
All right, make your first NBA bet a swish with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel has all your favorite bets from who will win the game to how many points a player will score. Plus, check out newer bets like the number of dunks, assists, or three-pointers in the next 3 minutes. Now, it doesn't matter if you tap into FanDuel before the game starts or after it's already tipped off, you can pick up a W whenever. And now's the perfect time to get in on the action because new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. Just visit FanDuel.com/Ike for your chance to score $150 in bonus bets. Have a ball betting with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA, FanDuel Sportsbook.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is the official partner of 94WIP.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath.
Everyone.
And will it let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking,
he's saying,
maybe 6 feet ain't so
singing.
Come on, Howard.
Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Oh, there we go.
The phones are out. Videos are being shared. Things are going well.
Videos are being shared.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Yes.
Dude, hold on.
What?
Ike's got to do at least 7:30 Creed with Coop, man.
You don't think
Coop's a Creedsman?
No, I don't think he is.
I guarantee the crowd will be.
The crowd will be a Creedsman.
Are you trying to get me to do Creed again?
I'm just kidding.
30 past every hour.
I'm going to get Hugh to sing it.
Yeah.
You know, and Elliot.
Yep.
Well, he'll want to sing higher. He's more of a higher-sman.
Yeah.
Elliot?
Yeah.
We are at Chickies and Pete's. Brendan Graham Show is happening at 6 today. Howard Eskin here. I will host with BG and Howard. And then the Players Lounge at 7 with Ike and Hugh and Elliot. And, of course, this week's guest is Cooper DeJean.
Coop.
How about BG out there yesterday?
Coach BG?
Yeah. Believe me, he don't want to be a coach.
No. Yeah.
but it was great that he got a chance to get out there and be with the team.
Yep.
And give some inspirational words and words of encouragement and be on the sideline with him. So that was pretty cool to see.
And there was a thing in the third quarter, I believe. Romo was talking to Fangio, I guess, in the production meetings. And Fangio said, "You're not done." So.
Well, hey, how about that?
Yeah.
Did Howie know?
I don't know.
I was going to say, Howie must love Vic Fangio.
Wait till Zach Bond's not here.
Yeah. Well, real quick on the Zach Bond thing.
Yes.
Because this could go – I'm trying to put my mind in the mind of Eagles front office.
Yes.
And what we sit here think is you get Zach Bond, you have to keep him here, you got to pay him, so on and so forth. But – I think what they might think is, I've done this once, I can do this again.
I guarantee you that's what they're thinking. I guarantee.
That, you know, that's what we did with Nigel Bradham, and that's what, you know what I mean?
Zaire White, yeah, T.J. Edwards.
You know, and you keep telling me that I can't lose these guys, and I lose them, and then I go and get another guy that is as good as the guy that I lost.
So let me ask you this, Spike, Jack. We all want them to retain Zach Bond, keep him here.
Yep.
Are they going to pay N'Kobe Dean as well? Now, N'Kobe is their draft pick.
Right.
He's eligible for an extension next year, this offseason.
Now, he is under contract for the next 2 years?
No.
Just 1 year.
1 year. Okay. Because he wasn't the first round pick.
Okay, right.
So he's
right,
only
right.
A 4-year deal. Remember, that's how they had to pay Jalen early. So, and after your third year, you're eligible. Not only is N'Kobe eligible for an extension after the season, so is Jordan Davis. Now, they do have Jordan Davis for 2 more years. And they also have to decide, I think, before the draft to pick up his fifth year.
I believe so, yes.
Yes, so I think before the draft they have to decide to pick up his fifth year, which it would be guaranteed. So I'm only saying this to say
there's a lot of decisions.
There's a lot of this, and Mekhi Becton's a free agent, so there's a lot of decisions that have to be made. And the Eagles do things with the future in mind. Well, so they're basically going to be in a position where they have to pay two linebackers good linebacker money,
which they obviously traditionally have not done.
Right,
but they also paid a running back for the first time. They
put a lot of money on that offense.
They have.
Well, unfortunately, I do not understand the NFL salary cap well enough to look at the position that they're in. NFL salary cap is difficult. For some reason, maybe it's just because of the podcast, I get the NBA one. I understand the NBA one. The NFL one,
because you're not dealing with signing bonuses.
Right, and spreading the money out and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
I'm just saying, I hope they do keep Zach Bond. I just know it's not an easy decision for them.
Sure.
As simple as that, because they are going to be thinking about, okay, who's coming up next for a contract? How does that play into the salary cap in 2026? Because at some point, these salaries are going to balloon on the offensive side of the ball.
Right. Well, Goddard, you figure is probably
gone.
That's
another one.
Well, Goddard's probably gone. Right. Slay, probably gone.
Yes. The older guys are definitely.
Yeah. It's a tough decision.
Well, BG coming back wouldn't be a money thing, I don't think.
Wow. He was pretty good this year.
Yeah, if I'm
BG,
him.
BG, if you're listening, you might want to make it a money thing.
Yeah, if I'm him, I certainly would be like, hey, man.
Well,
it'll cost y'all a little more than this year.
Again, and for some reason, people get mad when you say it. Well, it's because I say it. If Ike says it, it's right. When I say it, it's wrong. But it's why winning the Super Bowl now is imperative. I mean, you're not going to
No, you're right.
You're not going to get these opportunities all the time. We learned that in 2022.
Especially with Saquon. Who knows what he's like physically next year after this year.
All of a sudden, it's become – like to say Super Bowl or bust, I understand like the connotation, but it's imperative to win the Super Bowl this year.
It is, though, Jack. You can't go on the run that they've gone on. Have this thing set up the way it's going to be set up the rest of this year. I mean, they may win 14 games this year. So, and that may not be good enough to get the number one seed. And I say this to say, I don't know if they're going to have a team this good this late in the season next year.
Right.
So, to me, it does become – we got to take advantage of this now. You got to take advantage of this right now.
So the big play from Cooper DeJean yesterday is when he stood up Derrick Henry and basically body slammed him.
Yes.
Here's what Cooper said after the game about the play.
What did it feel like having that hit on Henry? Obviously, a big stick.
Yeah, it was cool. I said this earlier, but I didn't expect to fully pick him up and put him on the ground. That's kind of just happened. Like that. I was just trying to do my job, run through him, make the tackle.
What's it like bringing him down?
He's a big dude. I felt it, for sure. But luckily he was just turning around, so he didn't really see me coming. So I could sneak up on him and be able to make the tackle.
I didn't expect to pick him up and slam him to the ground, but I did.
Yeah.
But I did.
It's a good thing we won't see him again for another 4 years.
No, yeah. Trust me, he remembers it.
But last time, unless we play him in the Super Bowl.
Right.
That's the only
I'll
way.
Take it.
Yeah.
I'll take it. And by the way, Coop, he's going to truck you in the Super Bowl. he is going to look
gonna
for you.
He's going to be looking for you, yes.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Start your holiday shopping at marks-jewelers.com. Oh, here we go. Here's a new question. Hypothetically, if you can only sign one this offseason, who would you sign, Mekhi Becton or Zach Bond?
What's the shrug?
Zach Bond.
Yeah. What do you think the percentage is at?
70.
88. Yeah. I mean, people see what Bond does a lot clearer than what they see Becton
does. And you've got a feeling that Steen could possibly replace Becton.
When you get people on this show talking about how unimportant guards are on the offensive line, certain people on this show.
I think I've even said that at a time.
Yes, I'm saying.
I know it, yes. I will say this. It is the least important line
of the position.
Yes.
Now, I wonder what Howie would say if you sent him that Twitter question.
Oh, he would say Becton.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah. They just paid Landon Dickerson.
Yes, $20 million. Dollars.
Yeah.
Who are they paying guards $20 million a year?
Lou and Sewell, you're on WIP. What's up, Lou?
Are you still giving away that free iTunes?
Oh, yeah, Hookie Muff been drinking that Ike juice.
Buzz awake today.
There we go.
Hey, Spike, first off, I have to let you know that I'm going to work with Lou from Nebraska because his calls have been little coming up a little short, so I'm going to work with him. So I just want to let you know that first off.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Big Lou. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, is this Big Lou?
Yeah. It's Big Lou.
Oh, okay.
We got Big A and we got Big Lou.
Yeah. So I was a little concerned going into this Ravens game, only because the last call we were on, or I was on, I told you I had full confidence in the defense. And I want to kind of jump on what number five said, but just to stretch it out a little further, what's going to happen as this secondary gets better? That means that we're going to play more one-on-one defense, man-on-man, which will free up another guy who's it, the Blockins or Block? What do you call him?
You're talking about Brian Chalkins.
Yeah, yeah. So he's going to be able to play in the box a little more.
We're just giving people names.
More pressure.
They're going to be like, is Brian Chalkins a new player on the team?
No. He's just our white guy that plays in the defensive secondary. Yeah.
So it's going to open up things a whole lot more as these guys on the back end get better because the pressure is already there. So we'll be able to open up the defense a little more, and Vangio is going to have a field day with these guys. So I'm looking forward to that. Also, have you seen a better offensive line than we have right now? There's not a guy on the offensive line that you can't pull into space, which opens up a whole new world on the offensive line.
Lou, I thought it was amazing when Baldy said last week that this is the most dominant offensive line he has seen. Yeah, that's saying a lot.
It's coming from an offensive line.
You're talking about 300
who played in Dallas, by the way.
Oh, right. You're right.
Guys,
yeah.
In Dallas.
Yeah, you're talking about guys that are 300-plus that can move like that. The sky's the limit. I mean, I'm not going to say I'm not taking anything away from 22. I mean, he's a great guy. You know that. But I think I could get 3 yards behind this line.
Uh-oh. Sounds like an Elliott thing.
And then how would you feel after the linebacker hit you? Yeah.
No, I only said one time 3 yards. That's what I have. So it's good. I'm looking forward. There's no team in the NFL that scares me. Not one.
I agree.
And yeah,
I agree.
That's including the Lions.
Yep.
Thank you for the call, Lou.
It's because of this defense.
The thing about not a team that scares you, the one team I would be scared playing, as iffy as they've played all year, is like I am not saying the Chiefs are dead until they're dead.
Oh, no, not until they're dead.
Yeah, I don't want to play them in any Super Bowl. I'd rather play someone else than them.
Yeah, we've done that already.
Yeah.
Let's play somebody else.
No, we need a rematch.
Beat Andy.
You want to take on Andy.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, Jack.
Give me the Steelers.
No.
I'd rather play Pittsburgh, man.
In the Super Bowl, I'd love to play Pittsburgh.
Yeah, are we trying to win this thing or you want a matchup?
Right. My bad.
Yes, I want the easiest matchup.
No, I want Josh Allen.
So you can do a whole week
Yeah.
I know you.
He's
thinking about shows he wants to do.
Oh, what? Are you kidding me? One show?
We got the Gene jersey.
All right, Jack, your choice. Do you want OG Wade or Reese, who is worried about Hurts? So do you want Hurts defender or the guy who's worried about Hurts?
I think you should start Reese.
Okay.
I think you should go text line, and then I think you should close it out.
Close with OG Wade. Okay. Reese in North Philly, you're on WIP.
Yeah, y'all know y'all got to start with the GOAT, baby. Come on.
Yeah.
I agree, Reese.
Come on.
You've been making
now,
a lot of sense recently.
Now, I got good news and bad news. I'm going to go with the good news first. The good news is I took Saquon when he was plus 10,000 on the MVP odds.
I'm very jealous.
There you go.
I'm very jealous.
That's the good news.
That's the good news.
The bad news is it's going to come a game in the playoffs where Saquon ain't going to be able to run us out of trouble for a poor first half start. And that new warm average quarterback going to have to throw more than 118 yards, and it ain't going to happen. I already see the letdown months away. That's all I got to say today, fellas.
Well, now, on a day after a glorious win and we're 10-2, you come in here with this nonsense,
yep.
Reese?
How can you do that?
I'm objective, man. I'm an honest soul. I'm like Kendrick Lamar. I hate Hurts like he hates Drake.
Wow. I didn't realize you were an anti-Hurts guy. The guy wins a lot of football games, Reese.
Well, he wins a lot of football games.
We win a lot of football games because the talent around him allows him. He threw for 118 yards.
Yep. That's all he needed to do yesterday. Yep.
And we get gaslit, don't we, Reese?
Where we need him to throw for more, and he ain't going to be capable to make them throws that we need him to make. It's evident to me. We start too slow every game.
I'm telling you this, Reese. Reese, I want you to be the first caller after the first playoff game. I don't want you ducking. I don't want you running. After we win the first playoff game and Jalen has a good game, I don't want to hear this nonsense.
I believe we're going to win the first playoff game. I don't deny that.
So basically you're waiting until he doesn't win a game to blame
him. I would love to be wrong, but I just don't see a scenario where he's going to be able to be our quarterback when we.
How did he look in the Super Bowl against Patrick Mahomes?
He the reason we lost. If he don't fumble, we win.
I'm just asking you, how did he look throwing the football that game?
Oh, that was the best throwing performance of his career by far.
Man, he looked glorious, didn't he?
And we still lost because he fumbled.
They couldn't get a stop.
We also kicked a field goal on 4th and 6 and punted the ball when we shouldn't have.
And Quez had a drop.
Don't even bring up that dude.
Our defense only gave up 24 points to Mahomes in that Super Bowl. Mahomes gave him 7, and the special teams gave him that 7 when they let them get to the 5-yard line.
Reese, can I ask you this?
Now, you're on my radar. We got the same. You got my last name. You're on my radar. That's all I'm saying.
I love you, Ike. I love you, man. I love this show, man.
But we're 10-2, and you don't like the quarterback. I don't understand it.
Me either.
Can you imagine if we had 2017 Carson Wentz with this offense?
Let's not start fantasizing.
All right. Reese, one last question. Yeah. You said you hoped you're wrong. Now, Jack doesn't want to be wrong.
No.
Jack would rather have the Eagles not win the Super Bowl and have Jalen Hurts.
Don't you say that.
Would you?
Would never say that.
Reese, do you really hope that you're wrong, or do you hope that you're
wrong? Of course I want to be wrong. Listen, I love my team. If I wanted to be right, I would ask God to make Hurts a good quarterback, but I can't control that.
God, I love Reese.
Thank you, Reese. All right. The text line
he needs
is
the guest host one day.
Oh, love to have Reese in here. Text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
And Brandon, man, woo-wee, did you see those punts? And don't even get me started on a long snapper. Ike in the car, on the way home, still doing his opening rant.
Was pretty excited.
You were.
Open the show.
You were. I was like, we do the thing where Ike does victory, and then I got to talk so Ike catches his breath. But Ike's like, enough of you already.
I'm ready to go.
Shut up. What's next?
I'm excited.
Should I bring up the lighter practices being better tomorrow, or should I just put that takeaway? Elliot listening to Ike in the 2 o'clock hour.
Oh, no, we're bringing that up tomorrow.
Might be the lead.
Yeah. No, the lead is the worm working overtime.
Oh, and then, yes.
And then the practices.
It is so great, though. I mean, him and Howard are just two peas in a pod right now.
They are.
Elliot and Howard fighting back to back on Nick Sirianni.
Yep. Who's the bigger Nick Sirianni guy?
Yep.
I'm the only one that's offered to shave my head for him. Neither of those guys have. I just want to be clear.
Neither have I.
What's next?
Well, Val, a delicious meal as always. Honestly, I can't say which was better, the green beans or the stuffing. Spike being typically obstinate even at Thanksgiving.
We didn't get who that was from. That from Ken?
Spike's in her monologue.
Yeah. What's next?
Jalen and Nick were talking every day for hours? Why? I haven't even seen my Nick in weeks. Joel in Center City.
Oh.
Well, out again tomorrow.
It's fair. Yeah.
I got blinders on. I got blinders on, man.
Yeah, he said he doesn't care till January.
I got blinders on, man.
What's next?
We're working tomorrow. Unlike those beat-the-hammer contestants, they're terrible. Nick Sirianni, definitely not a WIP list.
Dude, he's going to be a P1.
Going to be a P1?
Well, he is P1.
P1. Yeah,
he's P1.
What's next?
Hair perfectly styled. Smelled great. Beautiful eyes. Ike still listing random things about Cooper DeJean.
Backslide.
Wow, that sounded bad, man.
You sure did. OG Wade, we close it off with you. OG, is Jalen Hurts, should he be in the MVP discussion?
I think only a hater would say no.
Mm.
Okay. What I believe is that I don't know if it's a personal thing with you guys about Jalen, or is it maybe a cultural thing. Not
stop,
sure.
Stop. Oh, no. OG. No. You're going to pause. All right. You're on pause for a second. Don't do the cultural thing where you sort of like sleekly try to accuse us of being racist. Like, that is not funny. It's not part of the show. It's not true. And if you want to make the jokes about it being personal, whatever, but that is not cool. Nobody here thinks that. And if you think that, I'm actually offended. So let's put that to the side. Could we?
Can I speak now?
Dude, how about you just answer to what I said, and then you can speak.
And I did answer your question, so can I go on? I'm not going to say what I said. Can I move on?
Sure.
Okay. Now, their numbers, Josh Allen and Jalen Hurts' numbers, is identical. So why do y'all think that he shouldn't be considered an MVP candidate? And Josh, they got the same record. Their running backs got 11 touchdowns apiece, both of them. Josh, they all numbers. Touchdowns, same thing. Why is Jalen Hurts not an MVP candidate and Josh Allen is? Answer that question.
Jack, would you like to take it? Or
I've watched the both. I've watched them both play. He's throwing to Keon Coleman, who's not playing right now. He's throwing to Khalil Shakir, who's not playing right now. He's playing right now. He's throwing to Dalton Kincaid, who's been in and out of the lineup. He's not behind the best offensive line in football. Like, I don't know why we have to do this with Jalen and Josh Allen. Jalen's playing really well for Jalen. Josh Allen is an elite quarterback in this league who, if he was here, I don't think they'd be turning into a game manager, which is what they've done with Jalen. Again, I know people like to do, well, you can't do if he was here, but then it matters if we're talking about an individual player's greatness. And it's why I've never been wowed by Jalen, which is fine. Whatever. People like Jalen more than me. But if Josh Allen was here, I guarantee you he would have 14 passing touchdowns like Jalen has. I guarantee you he'd be 25-plus. Okay,
can we not do the if?
But it matters if we're talking about Jalen and his situation.
But OG, yeah, you asked him why.
Here's what matters. What matters is the facts. Is what is. Jalen Hurts has been
with circumstantial.
Smitty and
it's
AJ
circumstantial.
Hold on. Slow down, bro. He was without Smitty and AJ for 9 total games this year. He's in a brand new offense. Josh Allen is in his second year in office. And Josh Allen deserves everything, all the credit he's getting. But I want to know, why is the disrespect for Jalen so vehemently? That's my question.
So
okay,
what?
We can do that. All you mean is that disrespect that Jalen does not belong with the Lamars. But Jalen's numbers is that, you know, it was a question. Oh, does Jalen Hurts have the ability to come back down? Well, didn't he prove that yesterday?
No.
He proved that yesterday. So everything you put up against Jalen, he answers. But y'all still don't want to respect him.
OG, one of the numbers that you're talking about is total touchdowns, which includes tush-push touchdowns, which I think we can all agree are not the same.
Here we go.
All right. You can't ask for the reasons, and then when Jack or I give you the reasons, you do, oh, here we go. Yes, they are.
Does the tush-push equal 6 points or not?
Yes.
Okay, so they're excuses.
No.
They're not reasons.
No, they're not excuses. Let me ask you this. Lord. Let me ask you this, OG. You accused us, me, Jack and I specifically, of hating Jalen.
Well, yeah, he knows I'm pro Jalen.
Right.
Number one. Put him on the Mount Rushmore.
So let me ask you this. Put us to the side, OG. Why is Josh Allen the odds-on favorite to win MVP? And why is one of Jalen's teammates have better odds than Jalen of winning MVP? And why, if you asked, I would say every national pundit there is, they would pick Josh Allen over Jalen Hurts for MVP. So take Jack and I out of it. Why do all of those people think that Josh Allen deserves MVP over Jalen?
Great question. It's called narrative pushing.
No.
It's a narrative that they want to push.
No,
there's nothing sexy about what Jalen does. Jalen has an old school type of style of play.
So yeah, because he hands the ball off.
Sexy. But what he does is he gets the job done. I can tell you this here. There's not one player that's ever played with Jalen Hurts that didn't have career years. Jalen Hurts make players around him better. Okay,
nah. Dude, Devontae Smith.
No, he doesn't.
Devontae Smith catches two balls a game here.
Hold on. He came here as a good college good receiver.
He was the Heisman Trophy winner. At the 10th overall pick. You are insane sometimes.
Right. We got to.
Let me land my plane.
No, we got to go.
Your plane's
landed.
You have 10 seconds. Because we have the.
You always got to go when you're doing
your. The Brandon Graham Show is next. He's on the Eagles. You are not.
I'll see you tomorrow, folks.
No.
Right.
He's not going to see me tomorrow.
No, he's not going to see me tomorrow. Right. On the air, he's going to
call you tomorrow.
The Brandon Graham Show is next. And then the Players Lounge with.
Good fight, OG.
With Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks, and Cooper DeGene. It'll be live here at Chickies and Peach. You can listen on your radio, watch on YouTube. We will be back with you tomorrow with this show on WIP. All right. Boy, OG really. Really takes it out of you, doesn't he? You know what else takes it out of you? I mean, you don't get any hot water from your shower. You turn on the faucet. You turn on the what's it called in your shower? The thing that the water comes, spigot? Nah, it's not called a spigot. Whatever it is. You don't get any hot water. You need a new water heater. You got to go Bradford White. Two words, Bradford White. I want to implant it in your head because you probably don't need a water heater now. But what's going to happen is it's going to go. You're going to need hot water, and you're going to need to remember something. I need you to remember Bradford White. It's built to be the best. It's made 100% here in the United States. It's the best because it's going to give you hot water reliably. It's the best because it's going to last longer than any other water heater you could buy, whether it's home or work or tankless or tank, whatever it is. Bradford White. So when it's time, when you don't have hot water and you need it, I want you to go to bradfordwhite.com, find a plumbing professional near you, and learn more.